Hello, everybody. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand, and we're trying a little something different, me and my tag team partner.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everyone. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy, here to talk to you about the new moon solar eclipse in Libra.
And it's brought to you by an Aries and.
A Libra, the opposites of the zodiac.
So we're feeling particularly energized around this one, even if my energy isn't at its best. But we're also trying something based on feedback from you guys. We see that by the end of the 2-week cycle, there's a lot less interest in the day-to-day videos. Life tends to overtake us. So we're going to do our best to summarize it in a video that gives you the overarching theme. And boy, this one, there's a lot in it, right, Mike?
Yeah, there really is, Lisa, because I mean, as you know, as the folks at home know, eclipses are the astrological energy's way of redirecting us or revealing things to us.
They when our eclipses happen, it's like the light goes off and comes back on, so you see things with fresh eyes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And it's happening in Libra, Lisa. Libra, so all the qualities of Libra, which would represent relationships and relationships of all kinds, right? Business relationships, your personal relationship, your spouse, husband, wife, aunt, uncles, mom, dad, brothers, sisters, siblings.
Name it. Animals, work,
That's
yeah,
exactly
everything.
right.
We can list
That
the
is, that's what
whole.
Libra, that's a big chunk of Libra. But Libra also represents justice and harmony. And creativity, actually, and peace, most importantly, peace in a very turbulent world.
Tell me more about that peace thing. Or should I say a little something? Because you know I have something to say about
Well,
peace.
as a Libra, I think this is my domain, Lisa. So I'm gonna.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, Lisa, what is the symbol of Libra is the scales, right? And we want to have balance. We want to have equality. We want to have fairness.
Yeah.
And until we can feel balanced, fair, we're not going to be able to arrive at peace because being in harmony brings peace. And that's what we all want. Once we feel that we're being treated fairly, that's when we're able to self-actualize.
Well, that is speaking as the individual, the Aries in the duo, and you guys have me on record. I don't believe there's 12 signs. I believe there's 6 pairs. So that Aries Libra is the we is only ever as strong as the individual, the I. And boy, this eclipse really is packed with support and a little bit of challenge because, virtue untested isn't virtue. So we have to not only see it and say it differently because Mercury is really close to the sun and the moon in this eclipse, we not only have to see it and say it differently, we have to act on it differently too, because Mars is square. Now, Astro Gold li lists it as a weak aspect, but I just don't see Mars in Cancer squaring the Sun, Moon, and Mercury in Libra as weak. I see it as being, ooh, we're going to feel the pain if we try to keep doing things the same way. Because Chiron is in Aries, opposite. Okay. And so that wound is in that young place where we didn't have the power and didn't know how to use our power, but we're not young anymore. And that Mars in Cancer can be a place where we're still acting out in relationships from that young place. Yeah. So we did the cards instead of, day by day, what we decided to do. Actually, I shouldn't say we, I decided to do.
Pure Aries, pure Aries.
And Mike agreed, is to do a mind, body, heart, spirit for the overarching theme of this eclipse. That way you guys can put that to work every day since it's a little less time consuming for you to have to look up every day's forecast. You just keep these things in mind. So I pulled 4 cards. One is for mind, and our mind is the 5 of Cups, where it's like this is literally the breakup card, breaking up with spilled what has What has the past, what is the pain of the past, those missed opportunities or those losses or whatever, and focus on what's in front of you. Okay. So we have to let the past be the past. We have no power there. We don't have any power in the future yet either because we're not there. But the choices we make in the present very much create that future. And then we move into the body. The body is the Eight of Swords, which is the wound. Aries and Chiron opposite this triple lineup of Sun, Moon, and Mercury in Libra. We're only ever as stuck as we think we are. All right. So this is again, we're breaking up with the past where we were stuck so that we can unexpectedly, because this is not one now, but two eights, emotionally let the tide go out so that the new wave can come in. This is emotionally. So our body is Eight of Swords, the wound. Eight of Cups is the tide going out emotionally. Two eights together is an unexpected something. So it's like when you're willing to let go of the wound, you get some unexpected dividends. What I love about that is that in spirit or what's next, Two of Pentacles is a changing sense of security. All right. It's where we flow from that feeling disempowered, feeling powerful, feeling disempowered, feeling powerful. But that's part of the, that's it. This even has that figure eight in it too. Okay. So it's like, it's that sense of flow that's possible when we break up with the wound telling the story of who we are in relationship to anything or anyone. Yeah. So we've got a couple of heavy-hitting aspects we're going to try and boil down into themes that you can use. Mike, do you want to try and touch on some of
It's
those?
Chiron and Jupiter, and they're going to sextile. In fact, we're feeling it already on the new moon, but it won't perfect till the 12th. So that's already 10 days. So this entire week and the next week after that and into the third week, we're going to be feeling Jupiter sextiling Chiron, which allows us the expansion to heal. Jupiter gives us an easier path to heal. And we have these 2 weeks to utilize that energy to put those vulnerabilities, those wounds in the rear view.
Well, I love that because, yeah, Jupiter dials up whatever it touches. So it's going to be unmistakable. The wound is going to be front and center the next couple of weeks. But like you said, it's so that we have a path to healing. Because if we see where we're stuck, we can get unstuck. All right. We just have to decide that we're either going to stay stuck in the story. And what I love about the physical, could she get up? She thinks she's in prison. Could she get up and walk between the swords and leave anytime she wants? Yes. So this is the place where we have, the jail door is open. We have to get ourselves out of it, right? So it's dialed up. You're going to be sensitive. Now it matters what you do with that. Are you going to project it onto your partner, or are you going to look deeper into yourself? And that Mars square Mercury, well, square Sun and Moon too, but square Mercury, it's like you really can tell a better story about yourself. Mars in Cancer can be very nurturing, right?
Very nurturing, yeah, protective, absolutely. That's how Mars expresses itself best in Cancer, Lisa. It's when it's protecting of the tribe, protecting of the spouse or the partner, or protecting things that matter to it.
Well, here's the tricky part. You've got to be careful that you don't protect yourself out of true connection. So, with that Jupiter dialing up the wound, there could be an initial impulse to hurry up and protect yourself. And you have to make a choice that it's like, well, you can protect yourself by telling a better story. And part of that story is to really see that you have more impact now than you've ever had in the past. So, and we've got a nice support in telling that better story, don't we? With a little.
We have a Venus Mars trine that we're already starting to feel. Really, by the new moon, it's already starting to build, right? It's not going to perfect until the the 8th of October, but it's also going to loop in Saturn, Lisa, and it's going to create a grand water trine that we're already starting to feel it. Now, Venus in Scorpio, Mars in Cancer, and Saturn in Pisces, that's the water signs, and they're all trining each other, which is a glorious, glorious aspect that provides stability to the things we love and want to go for. This is passion. This is creativity. This is charisma. This is it's just a lovely energy to be, luxuriating in, if I might add.
All right, and I'm going to play devil's advocate
Okay.
because you've got to know that Venus in Scorpio, not entirely comfortable there. Mars in Cancer, not comfortable there. Saturn in Pisces, not comfortable there. But when you get, and Saturn retrograde, but when you get the three combining, okay, in a trine, you can take all of that discomfort, that for me, and that inappropriate Venus in Scorpio can ignore boundaries, can invade other space. You can turn those lenses, the deep seeing eyes of Venus in Scorpio and the tender care of Mars in Cancer and that compassionate structure or stability of Saturn in Pisces, and you can construct a much better vehicle when you leave the wound out of the steering position. Okay, back to that Eight of Swords. It's
Yeah.
like, no, it just doesn't get to steer the story
Right.
about you.
Right.
And you don't want to project that story onto your partner and
Right.
then overreact,
Right.
invade their space, or find yourself jealous, possessive, mother bear, or suffering over your suffering, Saturn in Pisces.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So we you have a choice. It's
Yeah.
Libra. You have a choice.
Yeah, we don't want to slip into that. Try to see the bright side of that trine, right? And we have a little help because Venus is in Mars' house. So that gives us a little bit of a encouragement to see the light and not the dark.
Yeah. Again, we can, you have choices. It's all about bringing that balance in, and that harmony comes from honoring. You don't dismiss or stick a happy face on your pain. That is a spiritual bypass. That doesn't do anything. In fact, it festers in the water back there.
Right.
Instead, this is about you having the compassion to see yourself, to see your wounds, to care for yourself, Aries. Libra, that eclipse in Libra helps bring up the Aries. You are strong enough as an individual to see and care for yourself so that you can make a vulnerable ask of your partner instead of expecting them to parent you on past wounds, or that there again, there's never going to be enough to go back and fix what's wrong in the past. There's just what you create in the present that eventually the heart. The tide goes out on that place where you felt not enough, not loved enough, not enough to go around. The tide goes out on that so that what you want, Venus and Scorpio is very magnetic. What you want that will make you feel good can come to you without sticky, manipulative, or protective ways of getting there. Yeah.
Very wise, Lisa.
Well, it's a thank you. It's a learning curve, and what is it? Wisdom born of pain. So,
Listen, it's not all, I mean, you mentioned it's not all great. There's little bumps in the road. Well, we do have a Mercury square Mars also that's happening this week on the 6th. And that could be a lot of things, right? That could be from sudden outbursts without thinking ahead of time to not using the right words at the right time, right? Not having the head and the mouth in concert.
Yeah, and it can also be interpreting things according to the wound, because I'm going to give a little example here. I'm going to sacrifice myself. I was already feeling this because those two points are very active in my chart. And I have a friend who's helped me. I don't have a car, It was totaled, and so it has helped me run errands. We were running errands this last week, and he said, "I have other things to do." Mercury square Mars, I went, "Oh." And by the next day, I went, "I've rearranged, any transportation, so you don't need to help me. You do have other things to do." I applied a blanket. He didn't want to have to help me with more chores going forward. And he comes back and he's going, "No, I was just talking about that day, So it's just like, oh my gosh, Mercury square Mars. This is where, with all of this going on, it's like, oh my gosh, the last thing I wanted to be, my wounded place, is an imposition. And so I had, it's like, oh, for crying out loud, did I ever just live this transit out ahead of time so I could humiliate myself for you guys' sake? What can we say?
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, there's even though it's a square, right? It also allows us to be quick thinkers too, Lisa. This is we have mental alertness with this aspect. So, yeah, we may be speaking, not using the right words and speaking rashly or not connecting with the mind and how we want to say things. But at the same time, this aspect gives us mental alertness and a quick mind.
Oh, I do like that. Well, let's put it this way. I also harnessed in that Venus in Scorpio, take a deeper look at myself, that Mars in Cancer. How do I make sure that I don't shame or blame myself, even though I did use the word humiliate? Don't shame or blame myself for this, but go, huh, I wonder where else somebody has meant a specific, and I took it as a blanket statement. And it's just like, so now I'm hunting, and it's just like, wow, again, the pain that I've caused myself and possibly other people by misattributing, a specific, instead of being curious or asking questions or having a dialogue, where is that overreaction or underreaction costing me more balance in my relationships? So that's the opportunity, this cycle.
All right, so I have a question.
I have an answer.
Was
Yo.
Neptune involved in that discussion by chance with your
Yes, my chart. So of course it was.
It
Yes.
happens to all of us.
Yeah, illusions, So yes. And we do have Neptune in Pisces along with Saturn. So
We do.
it's not as strongly activated in this eclipse, but
They're
it
going to
can.
conjunct next year, Lisa.
I know. We've got next. Let's just say it's a very exciting time to be alive as an astrologer. Not so easy to ride it out as an individual, which is why we're trying to bring you the additional support that we can. But speaking of additional support, wasn't there a particular day in the second week that we wanted to keep them on alert about?
Yeah, Lisa, on the 13th, Chiron's going to play a major role that day. I think what's happening is Mars will square Chiron and the Sun will oppose Chiron on the 13th. So a day that we need to be aware of, tending to our wounds, right? So all this work that we've been doing after the new moon, solar eclipse, and then the Jupiter Chiron sextile. This is going to give us a challenge and an opportunity at the same time. Do we want to utilize the tools and the remedies that we've developed in the first week so that we can apply them for the 13th? That's our challenge.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, and this is a lot. There is a lot of introspection, and it's very interesting that this is an annular solar eclipse. That's the ring of fire. What that means is the moon is far enough away that it doesn't block out the whole sun. It kind of makes a donut, a dark hole, but a big one in the middle of the sun. But that gives us the benefit of the contrast between who we are as an individual and who we are in partnership. And there's light shed on it, and we can look at our own shadows. And then it's about how we decide to handle that. If you want to keep, if we find ourselves in victim mode, something important to remember:
Right.
we need our own compassion. There's nobody and nothing outside of us that's going to say to save that wounded place if we ourselves don't care enough to be able to sit with our own pain. It can be scary to look at it.
Right.
So it's like if you need somebody to sit down with you back to back and while you look at it, but you have to be able to see your own pain and recognize it for what it is and comfort yourself. Mars in Cancer, comfort yourself,
Right.
nurture yourself.
Yeah. The good news on that day is the sun will trine Jupiter, so we'll end that day on a very positive, higher note, a harmonious note of feeling expansive that we've actually almost climbed the mountain and kind of healed the wound.
Well, you know, it's like, well, you certainly can see daylight if you and Jupiter in the sun. I love that, that it's like, when you take care of your own wound, then you don't need to drag it and put it between you and anything you love, whether it's a person, a place, or a thing. It's like that is no longer the obstacle between you. You've got it, it's integrated, and Jupiter trine the sun in Libra and Gemini says, oh, there's a lot of different ways to think about this. There's a lot of different ways to see this.
Right.
And when you do that, now you're powerful. Now you've got the ability to ground it in your body, a different story, one that is not driven by the wound, because you break up with the wound telling the story and then give it time while the tide goes out on that old painful story. Any other words of wisdom to leave them with this cycle?
The only thing, Lisa, is remember, folks, this is a new moon. We want to take advantage of this. This is the astrological aspects are just windows, okay? Sometimes they're open, sometimes they're closed. And in this case, the window is open for us to initiate a new process, a new thought. It's a new moon, right? And it's a new moon solar eclipse, which means we want to have new thoughts, new beginnings, as it pertains to relationships, Libra qualities, right? Relationships, as I mentioned earlier, relationships, creativity, harmony, justice, and peace. This is the energy that the window for that, those elements is open right now. So let's take advantage of it.
I love it. I'm sorry, when you take advantage of it, it's like, can I get the new moon drunk and have my way with it?
Now, hold on.
Okay.
Just because Venus is in Scorpio now.
I know. Well, what can we say? You know, those thoughts are more likely to pop up. But yeah, no, I'm a big fan of equal, you know, equitable invitation and participation. But yeah, and anytime we have an eclipse, and one particularly that involves as many, you know, many supportive aspects and stress aspects, where it's like, yeah, you know, what's the definition of insanity? To keep doing the same thing and expect different outcomes. So this one says break up with the wounded, limited, painful story of you. Integrate what you gained from that pain. Integrate what you've learned about yourself, about the world, but don't let it darken the story about what you can do with whatever the raw material is. Okay, yeah, difficult things are there in the world. You can see them because you know that there are also amazing things in the world. And you can integrate them all for a much richer, better, real relationship, and one that has a fairness to it that does bring peace. Yeah,
Love
because then we're not asking our partners to pay a $100 fine on a $5 crime because we've got all these years of accumulated pain that we're dragging into any relationship. It's like, no, that's not equitable. That's not balanced. So let's break up with that and enjoy a much better relationship going forward.
Yeah.
So that is our Libra New Moon Solar Eclipse Report. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Libra, Mike, your Astro Daddy, saying thanks, everybody.
Goodbye from this Aries, and thanks to
We'll see you soon.
you.